Maureen, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So to start off with, could you just tell us what some of the benefits would be for the removal of plastic bags on the environment?
So we know that plastic bags, as you were saying earlier, are extremely detrimental to the environment. You know, in 2011, the United Nations Environment Programme actually described marine plastic pollution as a toxic time bomb. And that's particularly because it is persistent and it's pervasive. And out of the 4 billion bags that are used in Australia every year, tens of millions of them actually end up in our waterways, in our oceans, where they're ingested by turtles, by seabirds, and they're killed. If they're not ingested by them, they get entangled in them and are killed. And literally, tens of thousands of marine animals die because of plastic bag pollution in the environment.
It is absolutely awful. Now, Queensland has made this decision to ban plastic bags and phase them out by 2018, but New South Wales hasn't followed suit.
Not at all. New South Wales hasn't followed through, and Queensland has actually followed South Australia, ACT, Tasmania, and the Northern Territory, who all banned single-use plastic bags some years ago. And it is really way past time for New South Wales to come on board as well. We know that across the world, many jurisdictions, many states have done it. We know that the consumers, people actually support this sort of ban. So there is no reason why New South Wales should not come on board, especially because New South Wales government, although very anti-environment, has just one environmental target for this term, which is to reduce litter. So it actually fits in within that target.
So what will actually need to happen for New South Wales to follow suit and put a ban on single-use plastic bags?
So the Greens did introduce this year a bill to ban single-use plastic bags, and it was modelled on the South Australian bill. Debate on that bill hasn't started yet, but it is effectively getting retailers to ban them, and if they still persist with the use, then there's a fine associated with that. It will be administered by the Office of Environment and Heritage and enforced by the Environmental Protection Authority. So it's not a very complicated piece of legislation, but of course the political will needs to be there.
How likely do you think it is that we'll see a ban on plastic bags under the current state government?
I think it depends a lot on the community campaign and the push from environment groups and the opposition and the Greens, and you know how hard we campaign on this. We had a win this year, actually. The New South Wales government did introduce and pass a bill on a container deposit scheme, which is a 10-cent deposit and redemption scheme on plastic bottles and glass bottles and Coke cans. And that was on the back of a massive campaign that had been run by the community and environment groups and the Greens for a number of years. So it is very powerful when the community stands up and says, we do want to protect our environment and we do want things that actually work.
And so in the states that have actually banned these plastic bags, what are they being replaced with? I mean, we've all seen the canvas bag initiatives, but in terms of just the single-use plastic bags themselves?
Well, reusable bags. I think there's different people might be using, cloth bags or canvas bags or other bags. But I guess the main aim is to take single-use plastic bags out of circulation. And in many of the states that have done it, it has shown quite a massive reduction, up to 30 or 40% single-use plastic bags. And at the end of the day, that will prevent our marine life from getting damaged and dying.
30 to 40%, that is a really huge amount.
It's a huge reduction.
Well, Maureen, we will definitely keep our eye on this issue. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Tess.